हरे कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चारी यमुना तीर वन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Jaya Jaya Gurudev, Gurudev, Nitai Gaura Haribo, 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 Nitai Gaura Haribo, Haribo. Sri Hariram Sankirtan ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 12, Birth of Emperor Parikshit, Text number 26. Rajarshinam Janayita Shastatvotpathagaminam Nigrahita Kaleresha Bhuvo Dharmasya Karanat Rajarshinam Janayita Shastatutpathagaminam Nigrahita Kaleresha Bhuvo Dharmasya Karanat Rajarshinam Janayita Shasta Chotpathagaminam Nigrahita Kaleresha Bhuvo Dharmasya Karana Rajarshinam Janayita शास्तातोत्पथगामिना निग्रहीता कलेर एषा भुवो धर्मस्य कारणात् राजर्षीणां जनयिता शास्तात्रोत्पथगामिनां निग्रहीता कलेरेष भुवो धर्मस्य कारणात्। माताजी, वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन, राजा ऋषीणाम ऑफ किंग्स एज गुड एज सेजेस, जनयिता प्रोड्यूसर, शास्ता चास्टाइजर, च एंड उत्पथगामिनाम ऑफ द अपस्टार्ट्स, निग्रहिता मोलेस्टर, कलेहे ऑफ द क्वारलसम, एषः धिस भुवः ऑफ द वर्ल्ड, धर्मस्य ऑफ रिलिजन, कारणात् ऑन अकाउंट ऑफ। ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपोर्ट बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। This child will be the father of the kings who will be like sages. For world peace and for the sake of religion, he will be the chastiser of the upstarts and the quarrelsome. The wisest man in the world is a devotee of the Lord. The sages are called wise men, and there are different types of wise men for different branches of knowledge. Unless therefore the king or the head of the state is the wisest man, he cannot control all types of wise men in this state. In the line of royal succession, in the family of Maharaj Yudhishthir, all the kings without exception were the wisest men of their times. And so also it is foretold about Maharaj Parikshit and his son Maharaj Janmejaya, who was yet to be born. Such wise kings can become chastisers of upstarts and uprooters of Kali or quarrelsome elements, as will be clear in the chapters ahead. Maharaj Parikshit wanted to kill the personified Kali who was attempting to kill a cow, the emblem of peace and religion. The symptoms of Kali are first wine, second women, third gambling, and fourth slaughterhouses. Wise rulers of all states should take lessons from Maharaj Parikshit in how to maintain peace and morality by subduing the upstarts and quarrelsome people who indulge in wine, illicit connection with women, gambling and meat eating, supplied by regularly maintained slaughterhouses. In this age of Kali, regular license is issued for maintaining all of these different departments of quarrel. So how can they expect peace and morality in this state? The state fathers therefore must follow the principles of becoming wiser by devotion to the Lord, by chastising the breaker of discipline, and by uprooting the symptoms of quarrel, as mentioned above. If we want blazing fire, we must use dry fuel. Blazing fire and moist fuel go ill together. Peace and morality can prosper only by the principles of Maharaj Parikshit and his followers. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरोः श्रीयुतः पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमोम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण First of all, I would like to seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th chapter of first canto, birth of Maharaj Parikshit. So, from several days, we are hearing the exemplary qualities of Parikshit Maharaj, which are compared to the other exalted kings and sages, great personalities. So in this verse today, one sentence comes that peace and morality can prosper only by the principle of Maharaj Parikshit and his followers. So peace and morality, prosperity, we hear so much in the purports of Srimad Bhagavatam. Let us see first what is the present world as compared to the peace. From the very beginning of this creation, we see when Brahma created Chatushkumar, he ordered them that, do progeny. And they refused. And what happened? Lord Brahma became very angry. So the very beginning, it shows that there was no peace in the sense that he was angry. And then due to that anger, what happened? Lord Shiva was born. And then Brahma said, okay, you do progeny. You do my, task, project. So Lord Shiva creates. He creates in such a way large quantities of living entities, but they start destroying everything what Brahma has created. And few of them actually propose Lord Brahma for union. So Lord Brahma says, so he first of all, he laughs at his grandchildren that, what is this childish? He doesn't take it seriously. But when he sees their advances, he has to run away from them. He has to change his body. Can you imagine? So we can see that entire from the very beginning, we see not peace, but the misery, chaos. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Dukho shadam tadapi dukham. That more we try to solve the misery of this world by material standards, then that process becomes added misery. For whom? Atadhyaham. For those who try to identify themselves as a body, material body. So for their attempts to solve misery, they never get any solution. And that's why Krishna says, Mam upetya punarjanma dukhalayam ashashvatam napnuvanti mahatmanam. Those mahatmanam, those mahatma are there, those who leave this body in Krishna consciousness, after performing Krishna consciousness, they never get this dukhalayam, which, and also this is ashashvatam. So this is the picture of this material world. So do we have to accept misery? That okay, dukkha to apna saathi hai, just live like that? So not like that. That's why Krishna has created a system from the very beginning. Manavo manu putrasya munayascha mahipate indraha suraganashaiva sarve purusha syasanaha. So Krishna, so then another son of Brahma is Manu. So Krishna has created this team of Manu, Manuputras, great sages, seven sages, Indra, then all other demigods. And plus Krishna also incarnates in each Manu's lifetime as a Manvantara avatar. So that this team of six people, they actually organize this state, this entire planetary system. And under them there are various kings and different planetary systems. And this one Manu lasts for 71 Yuga cycle. So one Yuga cycle is Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. This is one Yuga cycle. 71 Yuga cycle is a lifetime of one Manu. And Brahma's one day, 14 Manu comes and goes. This is how Brahma's life is 100 years. So many Manus keep coming and going. And this, whenever Manu comes, he establishes a Manu Samhita, how to lead a life. So all kings have to follow that. And in that way, the all law and order is kept in this material world so that the pious living entities can take advantage of this prison house, reviving center, and go back to Godhead. Napnuvanti mahatmanam dukhayalam ashashvatam. That's why this law and order is established by Krishna himself. But as we see, this world is controlled by three modes. So even the kings down the line, they get corrupted by the material nature. By contact with this material nature, the lower modes get activated. So evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidur sa kaleneha mahata yogo nashta parantaba. So Raja Rishis are those who follow Manu Samhita. That's why they are Raja, at the same time Rishis. But as kings get corrupted, like Jarasan, Duryodhan, Shishupal, they are also followers of Vedic principles. They know all theoretical knowledge, all scriptures, but the spirit is gone. So why this creation is created? Why they are kings? They are supposed to take care of the king, the subjects, give them opportunity to perform activities so that they get liberated in this lifetime itself. So this corruption makes them utilize all the facilities to exploit the material resources. So only the theoretical knowledge doesn't work. We should have a blessings of Guru. Just like Indra. Indra is the king of heavens. But he actually displays his Guru. So even though he had a power, he was defeated by Danavas. There was once very great painter, artist who used to draw pictures. So he was kind of Ekalavya, he didn't actually took admission and learned from the Guru. He just, from hiding or sneaking here and there, he just got the art from that Guru. But he became very famous. He was really expert. And as he was going here and there, the king came to know that, this artist is in our kingdom. So he called for him and he said, you do one thing, you draw my picture. And if you satisfy me, then I'll give you immense wealth. But if you dissatisfy me, then I'll chop off your head. he became very frightened. Then what to do? Because is not normal king, is a king who had one eye like this. Little bit, it's not full eye. He said, how can I draw his picture? Because if I draw his picture like this, just imagine mukut, everything but like this. So he will be very unhappy. So he thought whole night. He said, tomorrow morning you have to bring this picture. So he said, nothing doing, all my knowledge is waste. So then he had no choice but go to the guru. And he fell flat at his feet and asked him, you know, he told him everything, you know. I learned from you, but you know, I am not your authorized student. But now my life is at stake. Please help me. So guru says, because you are true now, you truthfully, you have surrendered, so I'll help you. So he told him that to draw his picture with when he is hunting, you know, like keeping arrows. So, but he said, yes, amazing, this is the only simple idea. So he draws the picture and goes to the king, and king becomes very happy and he gives him immense wealth. And this man goes to guru and he gives all the wealth and he says, now I understand, you know, that to have a guru is very important. He said, the guru says, you know, you learned the knowledge from me, but that's not enough. You have not received mercy of guru. If you don't get mercy of guru, then at certain circumstances, your knowledge will not help you. That mercy is important. Just like Indra. You know, power is there, but he could not do. He has to run away because Vraspati is gone. He is displeased. So the theoretical knowledge, even Karna had knowledge. He was at best to Arjuna as far as knowledge is concerned. But he was displeased his guru, and he was, because of reason, he couldn't use his knowledge. So the knowledge itself is not important. But nowadays we see there are many people in this. Now, when we preach, we come across so many people who are very intellectual, very pious people, you know. But they don't surrender to Krishna. I mean, somehow they have problem with Krishna. They say, you know, he doesn't follow some moral principle, you know. Which we, for us, it is very easy to follow. It is natural to us. They have problem with Krishna and his devotees also. So Prabhupada, one person said to Prabhupada, oh, your disciples, you know, they recite Sanskrit shloka in a very, you know, disoriented meter. Krishna said, but they are surrendered, they are chanting Hare Krishna. You know, they are following all religious principles. People have problem, you know, even with Ekadashi. You know, ISKCON mein Ekadashi mein sab chalta hai. You know, sab alu, Ekadashi means only alu and varai. So here they are, to sab chalta hai. Capsicum, so cabbage, sab flower, sab chalta hai. But we offer it to Krishna. I mean, we only eat Krishna. So, the following like this, they stick to the letter of the law, but spirit is missing. One person, he just read all the scriptures, you know, Itihas, Puran, everything, and he said, okay, getting Krishna is easy. Let us start austerities. He started austerities, and Krishna is Bhavagrahi Janardhan, you know. So he said, very genuinely he is doing tapascharya. So he immediately appeared before him. So in Bhagavatam we know there are many instances, like, you know, even Aditi was guided by Kashyapa, that, you know, do this Vishnu Aradhana and you will see Lord Vishnu and your desire will be fulfilled. So when Aditi performs Bhakti Yoga, in her altar Lord Vishnu appears and she becomes so happy. She actually gets choked up with emotions. Her eyes becomes filled with tears. She offers obeisances to Lord Vishnu many times. Kya karu kuch nahi, like this. Because something which we never have expected had happened. When this guy sees Krishna before, he became a little bit angry. He said, why you have appeared so easily, so early? So Krishna says, what happened? But Arid, when we do austerities, pahle apsara comes. First apsara comes. You know, I know that Vishwamitra, when he did tapascharya, first Menaka came, then Ramba came.
So Krishna says, Arya, but I am pleased with your devotional service. He said, but that's all right, but why don't you follow systems? You know, how can I evaluate myself that I can cope up with karma if I have not encountered any beautiful women? You said that karma, krodha, sada, lobas, tasmat etan, trayam tejet. So are you understanding? He follows the system, he doesn't understand Krishna has appeared. So this is what happens is the wind, spirit of law, spirit of the kingship, or just like the Manu says, we have to, this creation is there for liberation. Or everything, all moralities, all moral principles should lead us to surrender unto Krishna. And if you are surrendered to Krishna, just like Akinjan Krishna Prabhu day before yesterday said, that all good qualities will evolve, will manifest in someone who follows Krishna, who surrenders unto Krishna. Right? Then, actually when we have some qualities, some moral principle, one good quality, they will get purified when we surrender unto Krishna. And the result of that will be, we will become humble, non-envious, and non-judgmental. Non-judgmental to the activities of Lord and His devotees also. It's very common for actually even a devotee to have to give some feedback, you know, some criticism, some. So, there was one king who was very famous in to feed Brahmanas. So, one time some Brahmanas came to into his kingdom. And the people said, oh, Brahmanas, so our king is Namo Brahmana Devaya Go Brahmanita. He is a very, like a Jarasandha, maybe. I mean, so he is a very favorable to Brahmanas. You go to his palace. So they go and king welcomes them. And he says, okay, you have come. It's my great fortune. Brahmanas have come. So he said, okay, I will give you a grand feast. So he arranges a feast on his terrace, open terrace. And all pots are kept. Before the serving starts, what happens? Up from the sky, one eagle goes, who is carrying some cobra. And the cobra is a spitting cobra who actually spits poison, and that poison comes into that pot. And what happens? That entire food is consumed by the Brahmana and they, all of them dies. The case comes to Yamaraj. Yamaraj says, whom to blame now? The king, but king is unaware of that. The servers are also unaware. And this eagle and snake, they are actually trying to save themselves. So none of them is party to this. But the Brahma Hatya, 50 Brahmanas are killed. So it is a big sin. So they keep the case pending. And then after some time, in that kingdom, some other Brahmanas comes. And they see that, okay, one katta, you know, in a village, always you see some spot where people sit. And they have ample time in their life. They know entire, all knowledge they know. Kiska shadi ho gaya, kiska ghar bik gaya, kunsa khet, everything they know. So this Brahmana asked them, "Are, where is the king's palace who feeds the Brahmanas?" So immediately they say, oh, you go right and take left, there is a palace. By the way, the king killed 50 Brahmanas last week. So the moment they say that, the Yamudas come and take them. The point is, we ourselves, in our daily life, so many times we hear from the media or from so many people, so many things, and we misjudge a personality without having a complete knowledge about it. But we don't know that everything has been counted. I just happened to be in Mayapur last month. So I met one of my friend who is from last 20 years, he is doing one seva, that is book distribution in East all Bengal area, sometimes Bihar and all. Very simple person. So, because he comes only after 2 months, and within 1-2 days he again has to go. So it's very rarely we meet. So I happened to meet him this time, so I started talking to him and I said, you know, all the time I come to Mayapur, why don't you come to Mumbai? When you come, you give me a call, give me your number. So he said, number? I said, mobile hi nahi hai. So I said, mobile nahi hai tumhare paas. So that time Chief Minister Gujral, I said, don't you know who is the Maharashtra Chief Minister? So nahi. What is happening in America? Bro, America, what is happening in Mayapur, I don't know. But I said, you are blessed. Because you have ample time to do your service, japa, reading. You don't know anything. But because we have a mobile and we are in the such a situation where we have to hear so many things. And what is our input? Media. So do we know that source is proper? But we many times hear about people, organizations, and we misjudge. We give our opinion. Yes, I have a question. Some remote part of the world, something is happening, we give your judgment. We don't have any control, we can't change that situation. We don't contribute to make it correct. So all this information which we collect, if it is not being helpful for anyone of that particular person, so it is actually useless. Not only useless, but it is actually disturbing to us. Narad Muni tells Vyasadev that prithat drishastat kruta rupa namam hi na dustitamati. Na dustitamati means, dustitamati means, he says that anything prithat drishastat kruta rupa namam hi, anything other than Krishna rupa nama leela, anything connected to Krishna and something other than that will only agitate your mind. Nothing else. You will discuss for 2-3 hours. Aisa karna chahiye, waisa karna chahiye, ye hona chahiye, hona. After that you come to your task. Because for those who are thinking, they even don't know what you are doing. They even don't know you. You are spending so much hours for their welfare activity. And in the meantime, you forget what is your duty. Dustitamati. So focused. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kurunandana bahu shakhai anantasya buddhayo avyavasayinam. So these katta people, I mean those who sit for entire welfare activities, we are there for social welfare. Then either, I mean they are, don't do good to themselves also. Their focus is disturbed. So we, the acharyas, they always then, it's like a captain, they bring it, our ship to radar, I mean our main course, wherever it goes here and there. So like that we have seen that the entire, this world is a place of dukkharayam ashashvatam. Krishna has created a system where law and order has been placed so that only for the pious people who have sufficiently purified, they get inspiration to follow Krishna consciousness. That's why Krishna comes, paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chaduskritam. So mainly vinashaya chaduskritam can be done by Krishna anyway. So many ways he can do that. But he comes for paritranaya sadhuna. He wants to attract the attention of those who are sufficiently purified. And then we can take advantage of this. So Prabhupada writes in the 11th canto, he gives Krishna giving instructions to Uddhava. So he writes that Krishna says to Uddhava 5000 years ago. He says ki the entire Yadukul is already gone. Now my task is over. I have only one task for you. You go to Badrikashram and then later you also wind up. Don't think about any your family, friends and all, because now he says the time has come now where all the good qualities of humans are corrupted. In the sense, there is practically there are no diminishing value. He said it 5,000 years ago. And now we are in current situation. So he says there is nothing here. That's how what Krishna says, that to revive the consciousness of people who are pious. Prabhupada and all acharyas, they carry the will of the Lord and they create such a system where people like us, with all our faults, can follow the Krishna consciousness movement. In there, with instructions of gurus, with the shastras, if we do not follow, and we, you know, abhayal mujemar, if like that, if we our mentality, I mean, if we do that, then whom to be blamed? Whom to be blamed? We can't blame anybody. Recently, I was also traveling to Puri, then I met one alumni of nearby college. The Mataji was already passed out from this college. So when she saw us, she said, "Hare Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, we used to come to your temple. I was alumni to this college. And your temple was, a temple is so peaceful, you know. We used to come before college, sit for 10 minutes and then used to go." Well, I have a very good, you know, youth is coming to temple. This is a very good idea. I mean, good culture. But I asked her that, you know, now no, not everybody comes. You know, very few people come. That means others, so they said, no, they have other way, means to drive away stress. I said, stress? So, yes, we have so much stress in college. And they use another way, you know, she says that sutta marte. So, some boys and girls, both they do. I mean, we were discussing like that. Then I was thinking, that, you know, if you say child, you know, I mean, the boyhood, then youth, then, you know, grihastha life, and then old age. In these particular stages, the youth is the only age where you have no problem as such. You know, you have no money problem. Your health is good. You don't have any children problem. Don't have to take them into hospital, to school. So much. No tension. You know, still you have a stress. That means you prove that this world is a dukkhalama shastra. So he said, yes. You know, otherwise, others have already problem. Youth has no problem. Still they have stress. That means it's truth. So other time I was speaking to some modern hippies. Modern hippies means, those who do not follow any rules, you know. They do whatever they feel like. You know, 1960s there were hippies. Even now in 2020-22 we have hippies. You know, they just live like. There was a song in our time. I want to live like an animal. You must have heard it. I want to live just like an animal. So, I mean, this is past America. Now it is like happening here. So, I was discussing Prahlad Maharaj. So, I said, Kutra Ashisha Shruti Sukha Murgatrishni Rupaha Vedam Kalevaram Ashesha Viroha Rujam Viroha Nirvidyate natu jano yad apiti vidvan kamadalam madhulave samayam durapah. That, where is the happiness in this world? Prahlad Maharaj is so powerful, and such age he found out such a powerful analogy. He says, kutra shisha, where is happiness in this material world? Murgatrishni rupa. And he says, shruti sukha, just happiness to hear of that happiness. Mrugatrishni Rupa means a water in a desert. Where is the water in a mirage in a desert? There is no. So he says, Kamadalam Madhulavai Shamayam Durape. So desires of a living entity to enjoy are like a blazing fire. So to put off that fire, how much water is needed? The blazing fire, so much water. So to enjoy, demand is so much, and this world gives what? A drop of water. Mrugat Tushnirva means it appears to be what? And it doesn't satisfy. But it appears as a madhulavai, like a nectar. So, your fire doesn't get, extinguished, but the hankering increases. And that's how he says that samayam durapai. It's very difficult to basically control for even vidwan. Vidwan means those who are very intelligent. Nirvidyate natu jano yad apiti vidwan. Nobody, basically everybody is struggling to control this. So, understand this analogy. And I was speaking to this group and I happened to point out at one person, Kutra Ashisha. So everybody laughed. But this particular person, he didn't laugh. So I asked, you must have heard this. I think you have heard this particular verse. He says, no. Then I asked him, why everybody is laughing and you are not laughing? So he said, because I am Ashish. So what happened? So because you have called me Kutra, dog. That's why they are laughing. So all of them laughed. So I said, this Kutra Ashish is a Kutra Ashish. So Sanskrit knowledge, we are Indian Sanskriti, where we should understand this. Before Sanskrit was a common knowledge, but nowadays if we speak Sanskrit, people feel like they are blaspheming me. So I told him that your name is Ashish. Ashish, what is the name of Ashish? What is the meaning of Ashish means? Who has benediction? He is happy. He is always happy. But you are not happy. That's why Prahlad Maharaj says. So he was very intelligent. He said, I am not happy, but they are happy. They are laughing. Others are laughing. So you said there is no happiness. Why they are laughing? So that is not the actual happiness. It is a relative happiness. Whatever we actually achieve, in the sense, this sense gratification. So these people are laughing on him because there is a circumstance where somebody is criticized. Event. When we see others' failure, we laugh. So that is relative happiness. Happiness is something which is experienced within. Yo anta sukho antar aramas tatha antar jyotir evacha sayogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto adigachyati. Krishna says that those who anta sukho antar aramas, the real happiness is one which is experienced within. Those whose aim is within. So Prabhupada writes in this purport that unless we experience joy within, how can we give up the external engagements of finding this superficial happiness? So he calls this sense objects and connection of with senses is a superficial happiness. And factual happiness soul enjoys when he connects with Krishna. So unless we experience that, how can we experience peace? So there is no peace, no happiness. And when there is no peace, no happiness, what will you distribute? Just like our prasad serving, when there is a feast, the prasad server, he makes his plate very nicely. First, one gulab jam for others, he keeps three for him. And then he serves very generously. Toldare Prabhu ji, thoda do, aana thoda aur lo. Are aapke liye to hai. Why? Because he has already kept. So, if somebody is already full with peace and happiness, he doesn't have to think about lackness. I will lose something. Right? Then he is generous. Most of the time, we are very miserly, right? And other extreme is that somebody is realizing, we become envious of that. In third canto, when Parvati Devi, Sati tells Lord Shiva that, oh, I want to go to my father's house because my sister is getting married. Or there is some yagya is there, all other sisters are going. Shiva says, don't go, because Daksha thinks I am his enemy. So he will insult you also. So he says, papachya manena ruda atura indriyah samruddhi bhi purusha buddhi sakshinam. So he says, few people, papachya manena ruda atura indriyah, those people who are driven by a false ego, they are always distressed. Rida atura indriya. Emotionally, physically, they are very disturbed. Why? Samruddhi bhi purusha buddhi sakshinam. Those who have purusha buddhi sakshinam means those who are realized Krishna and they are meditating on Krishna, on their opulence, they become envious. They can't tolerate that. Akalpam esham adhirodhum anjasaha. Merely they can't even achieve that position itself. Their minimum standard, they can't even achieve. That's why they become dveshti yatha asuras harim. Just like asuras are naturally envious towards Hari, Krishna. They don't need any reason. Similarly, those who are driven by false ego, they are automatically envious to devotees. Or somebody is relishing. I'll give you one pastime. So Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna, who apane acharyate sikhai sabanu. He wants to see that everybody, my associates, are perfectly trained. So one episode is there when Rupa Goswami, he writes on a palm leaf something. And he goes for a bath, and then Lord Krishna, Chaitanya comes and he happens to read that, and he becomes very happy. And when Rupa Goswami comes, he mildly slaps him. He says, how do you come to know my heart? You know, this is a very big achievement to know Lord's heart. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he does, he praises Rupa Goswami in front of all his stalwart senior devotees. All, you know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Swarup Damodara Goswami, all powerful people who are always with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this is Rupa Goswami, very new person. I mean, in the sense, he has just now came to Jagannath Puri, and Mahaprabhu says he has understood my heart. And Mahaprabhu wants to see what is their response. But all of them chant very happily, Hari, Hari. And Mahaprabhu becomes more happy. He says, mission is successful. The thing is, if we appreciate somebody who is releasing, we advance. So Mahaprabhu says, there's only two things. You just chant Hare Krishna, don't criticize devotees, and you can go back to Godhead even in this lifetime only. But the entire situation, the scenario is such that we are forced to so much of unwanted information which disturbs our focus and utilize our thinking power in something useless. And because of that distress, we don't have peace, happiness, and then we see faults in whoever are around us. Right? And it leads to, again, no taste in devotional service. So to end, Krishna says there is not many things to do. Peace formula in our Bhakti Shastra is always one question. Shantita Sutra Sangha. Right? What is the peace formula? So bhoktaram yagyatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram churadam sarva bhutanam shantim gyatvamam shantim richyati. So Krishna is a bhoktaram, sarva tapasam, yagya tapasam. So, We are not the enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, whatever austerities we do. Somebody may say, oh, he may be the enjoyer, but I have the post, you know. Because, you know, sometimes people are happy with even with power. Okay. That also we can do. Sarva Loka Maheshwaram. Krishna is the controller of everything, all three lokas. Most of the time, those people who have the enjoying mentality, I mean, they are enjoyership is in their hand, and they are controller also, they are usually exploitative, and they exploit, or they sort of, force people to do something. But Krishna is not like that. He is Surudam Sarva Bhutana. So, if you know these three things, then we should that Krishna is Shubhachintak, well-wisher of all living entities. He has no, oh, this is mine and this is others. So, if we just know this, that means he is also looking at us. What is best for us? So, this formula, if we know, then we'll not be thinking that, oh, he's getting something, or everybody is getting something, then nothing will be left for me. There is enough Krishna has for everybody, and still it will remain. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. So he has. So miser, nothing is, there is no scarcity outside. It's only inside, in the thing, our thought process. So here we stop. If anybody has any questions, can ask. Okay, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.